This is the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Coming up, the conversation around geotagging on public lands has changed. First, these headlines. Montrose School District reported Wednesday that four additional individuals at Cottonwood Elementary tested positive for the coronavirus. Six staffers and 64 students will have to extend their current quarantines, and three additional Cottonwood staffers will now need to seek testing. Based on state guidelines, Cottonwood Elementary is now an outbreak site. The district has worked with Montrose County Public Health to contact trace based on prolonged close contact. No piece of legislation was discussed by Republican Colorado U.S. Senator Cory Gardner's failed re-election campaign more than the Great American Outdoors Act. He sponsored the bill that included full permanent funding for the Land and Water Conservation Fund, which helps federal agencies and local governments across the country acquire new lands to protect. As Colorado Newsline reports, a little noticed development on the eve of the election has created new doubts about the implementation of the bill and alarmed public lands advocates who worry the legislation may have been an election year stunt for Gardner to improve his environmental record. Trump officials failed to provide a list of projects by a November 2nd deadline, putting dozens of protection efforts in financial limbo. Democrat Colorado U.S. Senator Michael Bennett told Newsline that while unsurprising, the Trump administration is, quote, demonstrating a serious lack of commitment to conservation. Meanwhile, Senator Bennett announced that his Colorado Outdoor Recreation and Economy Bill, the CORE Act, will finally get a hearing in the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee next week. Bennett's bill to protect over 400,000 acres of public land in Colorado has passed the U.S. House twice, first last fall and again this past summer. The hearing is scheduled for 2:30 Eastern Time on November 18th. Following Veterans Day, a diverse coalition of veterans, sportspeople, elected officials, ranchers, and small business owners are coming together to advocate for the CORE Act. From Colorado News Connection, reporter Lily Bulkey has more.
The bill would designate roughly 400,000 acres as protected public land, including Camp Hale, the country's first National Historic Landscape, to honor 10th Mountain Division veterans who trained there during World War II. It would also protect the Thompson Divide area of the White River National Forest from oil and gas development. Bill Fales owns Cold Mountain Ranch in Carbondale, and his cattle graze on the Thompson Divide.
Bigger than the ranching community here, the entire community really values that piece of the forest. There's a huge amount of recreation, a huge amount of hunting, a huge amount of snowmobiling.
Fales says it's a grassroots and bipartisan effort based on the grazing allotments ranchers want to protect, as well as all the other uses of these public lands. And advocates say the pandemic is highlighting the importance of having nature to turn to for physical, emotional, and mental health needs. Pitkin County Commissioner Greg Poschman says, in addition to protecting public lands and wildlife, the bill would help support Colorado's more than $62 billion outdoor recreation economy.
The CORE Act really does help boost our economy with recreation, but it also helps protect wildlife and fragile landscapes, the riparian areas that are so essential.
Poschman's father served as a ski trooper in Italy during World War II after being an instructor at Camp Hale's Mountain Training Group. That's one of the reasons he advocates for its designation as a National Historic Landscape.
It's a long overdue designation, and it's a fitting way to honor the brave ski troopers who fought for all of us.
The last major Colorado public lands bill was passed along with the National Defense Authorization Act in 2015. At today's day of action, advocates are urging Congress to do the same for the CORE Act this year. Support for this reporting was provided by the Pew Charitable Trusts. For Colorado News Connection, I'm Lily Bulkey.
Public land popularity has been increasing for years. The geotagging trend, posting a photo on social media with geographical info included, initially created a backlash. But as the Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports, the conversation around geotagging is changing.
Vanessa Chavriaga loves to be outside, whether it's floating down a river in the desert or ice skating on a frozen alpine lake. And when she posts photos of her adventures, she includes information about where exactly she was.
These are public lands, right? Like, we're all supposed to have access to them. And it doesn't really make sense for us to keep public lands a secret. That, you know, that's an oxymoron. That doesn't make any sense at all.
Chavriaga is a mixed-race Colombian woman, and the way she sees it is, if she can expand another person of color's access or knowledge of the outdoors, then it's a win.
With social media and with geotagging, a person of color doesn't have to have these generations of knowledge to know where to go on a hike.
Chavarriaga believes the anti-geotagging movement is just the latest form of gatekeeping and a way for white people to police others.
So when people choose not to geotag, what they're really doing is perpetuating who has access to nature, which has historically been white people.
Visitor data from agencies, including the National Park Service, does show people of color are significantly underrepresented when it comes to visiting public lands.
We're not trying to exclude people or keep people away.
That's Kate Sollett. She's white and the executive director of the Jackson Hole Travel and Tourism Board, which has taken a negative stance on geotagging. Here's one of its marketing videos.
When you're ready to share a photo of one of the many breathtaking areas of our vast wild, we ask that you skip the specific location tag. Instead, share your photo using our generic location tag. Tag responsibly. Keep Jackson Hole wild.
Sollett says they came up with the campaign when they started seeing increased traffic to more fragile areas in Grand Teton National Park. She also says there was a growing number of incidents of people who were getting lost or injured when they were ill-prepared for hikes.
And the reason they were going on these hikes was because they were seeing a little pin on their phone thinking, oh, this looks like a cool area and there are a lot of people in this location, so let's go there, without really planning or doing research or speaking to locals or rangers to find out more about this destination.
Sollett says the campaign isn't meant to discourage people from visiting.
On the contrary, the more people who know and appreciate public lands, the more stewards we have for protecting them. But we want people to be more mindful, have a more intentional, meaningful experience with the places they visit.
Still, other conservation groups have walked back similar anti-geotagging campaigns. For instance, in September, the nonprofit Leave No Trace reconsidered its social media guidelines. Dana Watts is white and the organization's executive director.
The biggest change more recently was with our more clear guidance on we're not anti-geotagging, and there is a reason for that, and we don't this idea of gatekeeping.
Instead, when posting a geotag, they encourage users to include educational information like safety measures, what to expect when visiting, or the location's history and culture. But for Vanessa Chavarriaga, the entire controversy around geotagging is really about something more fundamental.
Our conceptions of what nature is and what wilderness is primarily come from myths that have been created by, to be frank, white colonizers that invaded this land several hundred years ago.
She says she was glad to see Leave No Trace walk their geotagging guidelines back. In the meantime, Chavarriaga and groups like Outdoor Afro, Latino Outdoors, and other recreational groups for non-white communities are working to make it easier for people of color to get out on our public lands. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
That does it for the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Thanks for listening.